Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to the Nahar Torah, our Nida series. This is shir number 15. Baruch Hashem, we have finished Hilchos Kesamim, and we are moving forward weiter with Hilchos Vestos. Now, this is the first shir on Vestos, and we're going to deal with, are Vestos deoraisa, or are they Vestos, or are Vestos derabanan? This shir should be in zechus of the chayelim haktoshim shishomim al Atzeinu, an Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shibi, Magin Aleihem, Bechol Makom Sheheim, and just like Hashem, and just like our tefillos are going to protect them, so too our tefillos and our learning should be in Zechus, that Hashem comes down and fights Mamish with them, especially Hashem should be Shomer, the Chayal, Avraham Ben Orli, one of my Chayalim, who is currently in Gaza. Now we know what is required to make a woman Tmeya Nida. We are now going to talk about when she is going to be Tmeya Nida. Now, of course, until now, we haven't really defined what the word Vestos means. And when we say when, obviously we're not talking about when she sees blood, but rather the time period when she normally sees blood, i.e. her Veset. So for those who aren't familiar with Hebrew, Vestos is the plural of a Veset, which means regular, and practically in our shiurim, it's going to mean the normal time when she sees blood. The Vestos is the normal time when she's going to get her period. Now, it's also important to learn another valuable word, which will arise during this portion of Hilchos Nida, which is an Onah. An ona refers to a set time. Okay, so for example, where is it going to come up? We know that samuch levesta, close to the time when a woman is expecting to get her period, she needs to be porish, she needs to separate from her husband. Now, how much does she need to separate? We're going to see this in machlokas later, but practically, it's an ona. An ona is a 12-hour time frame in which the woman would see her period, day or night, depending on the previous sighting. So, for example, if she got her period, okay, at 8 a.m., the ona is a 12-hour period from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. This is the ona. Now, rather, so now we need to understand, are Vestos deoraisa, or are they derabanan? Now, the Chazon Ish, this is the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Nida Simin Pei O Zayin, explains that because nowadays every woman is different, and everything about them is constantly changing, meaning their diet, their exercise, what they do, everything daily is different. This is going to have an effect on their veset, on when they see their period. Okay? And due to this, it cannot be that there is a chazaka that she will be tmeya on that day, because all of her these changes that she goes through can change her veset kavua, and therefore we're not able to take her out of her cheskas tahora midoraisa. And the maisa we bask in the vestos are going to be derabanan, meaning a chashash derabanan. So for just to put it into perspective, it used to be, okay, that women didn't do all these things. They weren't big businessmen, whatever it was. They had very set structures in the back in the day. Also, they didn't eat crazy elaborate meals. It was pretty much set what they would eat. They would have X for breakfast, Y for lunch, and Z for dinner. And in between, they would do also A, B, C. So those days were extremely set. There wasn't much of a variety. And therefore, their bodies accounted for this. So their vestos, their times when they see their period, they would be able to pinpoint it so accurately to the hour of a specific day that they knew. And because of this, perhaps we thought you could say, oh, because we know it so accurately, we can say, although she's currently Tmeya Tehora Midoraisa, because we can pinpoint it so accurately, we can get her out of this chazaka of her Tehora status and make her Tmeya. However, and that would be if it Vestos were Deoraisa. However, they are Derabanan due to the reasoning of the Chazon Ish, and that's how we're going to Paskin. Now, I just want to give a slight introduction to the next year by introducing the names of the different types of Vestos. There's a Veset She'eno Kavua, which is something that is Eino Kavua. We'll explain it later. There's a Veset Kavua, and there's a Veset Haguf. This isn't really a Veset in and of itself, but it's worth mentioning as a subcategory. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll deal more with these types of Vestos. We should, again, our shir should be Bezchus the Shmir of the Chayalim, Besyata Dishmaya.